What a whirlwind of political news in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, just minutes after a jury found former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort guilty of tax evasion and bank fraud, the president's personal former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty to campaign finance violations, and he said the president directed him to do it. Then news that an immigrant living illegally in this country had been charged in the murder of Molly Tibbetts, a young woman who'd been missing for weeks in Iowa. Terrible news of her death. But if you were watching CNN this morning, they began with Washington news. Here's journalist Carl Bernstein.
What we're seeing now is the egregious conduct of the man who was the president of the United States with no regard for the rule of law before he was president, in his campaign, or as president of the United States.
And this is how Fox and Friends began its show on Fox News.
So we've got a busy 3 hours. It starts right now, Ainsley, with a Fox News alert. An illegal immigrant is charged with first-degree murder after confessing to kidnapping Molly Tibbetts in Iowa.
The second story on Fox and Friends was about the Cohen guilty plea. As usual, Americans seeing their news through different lenses. Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
And we want to rush to say again, this news of this murder in Iowa is, you know, just horrendous. But your thoughts on the different coverage?
Look, different news organizations are going to have different priorities. It does seem to me impossible to fathom a national news organization with a major presence in Washington that covers federal and national politics obsessively, not looking at the dual court verdicts, one in Alexandria, Virginia, where Paul Manafort was found guilty on eight counts, criminal counts, and another in which Michael Cohen here in New York City pleaded guilty to eight counts, as being anything but the news of the day. They have astonishing, you know, the president's former campaign chairman and his former lawyer basically both pleading being found guilty one way or another to criminal acts, and both, you know, being therefore, enlarging the circle of criminality surrounding the president's own group of associates. This has grave implications for the administration and for this president. His own aides are talking to major news organizations about trying to figure out ways to stave off his indictment or impeachment. It's hard not to fathom that's not the news of the day.
Well, but, you know, at another point on Fox and Friends, an anchor listed all the recent news about people around the president, the former campaign chair and lawyer found guilty. The president's two earlier supporters, two Republican lawmakers, have recently been charged separately with financial impropriety. And the anchor concluded the list by saying, very sympathetically, no wonder the president is feeling so besieged, as if the charges were somehow, you know, just to get him. Today, the New York Times' Maggie Haberman said that her sources in the White House tell her that the president and his staff are living in such a bubble, perhaps of, you know, their sourcing coming from Fox News, that they didn't see the Manafort and Cohen news coming. Your thoughts on the lack of other voices, you know, the impact of that, not on the electorate, but on the White House?
Well, there's a sense of a hermetically sealed loop for those who are tightest and most loyal to the president, his family members who are his advisors and the like. You know, Fox News not only pushed down the story in terms of its lineup, but it tended to play defense, you know, giving great and lengthy listening to Alan Dershowitz's essentially deflecting and dismissing the seriousness and severity of what's going on around the president in ways where other anchors on, say, MSNBC or CNN would be more likely to interrogate Dershowitz and really question his judgment on that. If you looked at Fox News Online, you know, they covered Michael Cohen's thing, but you barely had a link to something about Paul Manafort, although he'd been his campaign chairman. It was as though that didn't happen yesterday. The Daily Caller's lead headline is "Millionaire Michael Cohen is begging the public for money." Breitbart talks about the way in which an MSNBC analyst was seemingly dismissive of Molly Tibbetts' killing as unimportant news, and that was its main story of the day, a news site. You know, it wasn't until about 1 o'clock this afternoon that Fox News really promoted coverage on its home webpage and on its mobile presentation of the coverage of what's happening for Trump. It's really a strong choice to play defense and to deflect and look at other issues.
Look, we spoke recently. We only got about a minute, but we spoke recently with Marianne Mendoza, whose son, a police officer, was killed by a drunk driving undocumented driver with a criminal record. And I'm sure she would want us to lead, you know, with that story as Fox News did. But you know, knowing the statistics, that that's actually more rare than you think. You know, you walk that line of not wanting to overblow a problem that's also, you know, a political narrative. It's a tough one.
Listen, Robin, you know, that's an issue that I'm not going to take lightly. My sister was killed by a drunk driver who I was told at the time was an immigrant, and there may have been some question about his status in this country. It was over 2 decades ago, and I don't know the full details. But the key question there was that he was served 16 drinks and that he drove and that he killed her, not what his status was. That is what my family thought at that time. And the question of the story that you're raising and others is the question of the linkage of those two facts, whether one is actually influenced the other, deserves national coverage, or is a terrible tragedy and crime that deserves attention in other news ways.
David, we always appreciate you. David Folkenflik, thank you.
Thank you.